This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about drinking on Lake Michigan, and we talk about beer hates astronauts. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And back in the studio, drinking beer. Classic Chicago Beer Pass.
Just like old times, man. You know, we drink beer, we talk about it, you know.
We both had a pretty great week,
yeah.
Which we'll get into here in a minute, but we're, of course, drinking beer. We got the Moody Tongue Applewood Gold going on.
Yeah, this is a golden lager from Pilsen, Chicago. The Applewood Gold from Moody Tongue. And you know what? That's about all it says, Brad. It's just a gold lager.
Yeah, so I see Pilsen in there, and I think, oh, maybe this is a Pilsner. No, that's just where they're at.
Yeah.
Applewood, I'm not sure what I'm thinking there. Maybe, what, sweet, tart?
Yeah, you get both sweet and tart. I'm
checking to see if there's something on the bottom. Or
the initial sip, I got a little bit of smoke.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
No, me too. And I kind of pick it up every now and then.
Yeah, and then I'm also getting like tart fruit.
Yeah. What is this beer?
what is in this beer? Because, you know, that's his thing, the culinary brewing.
Yeah.
So usually like all the ingredients are in the name of the beer, usually. And then he goes in depth about telling you like, hey, this is why I did this and this is what's in it. Mm-hmm. And on this one, it's just saying, hey, you know, here's a lager.
And come on, you got to tell people what's in the beer or what kind of style. Even if it's like what was Off Color started where they were making up style. Like they were using old style names and then they changed that because they realized nobody buys our beer because they don't know what that is.
Like you're looking, what, Kotz Butzer, you know?
Yeah.
And even back then, even when a Goza, they were one of the first Gozas. Yeah. And now it's just like a blended wheat beer, it says on the bottle. Yeah. Because nobody knows what those things are. Yeah,
so no one was buying them, so they had to change them.
If you pick this up and you want it to even be like, you know, I don't know, we'll say Miller Lite or even like a Flywheel from Metro.
Yeah,
this tastes nothing like those, but it's the same style beer.
Yeah, so some sort of light lager, light ale kind of thing going on.
Yeah, this is a lager at 5% with something added to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is oddly smoky and sweet and a little tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who also did this early on was Six Point.
Okay.
They did not say what kind of. It said, like, what was some of their beer's name? Like,
Sweet Action.
That's all it said, Sweet Action.
That's
and you
true.
Had to, like, the can then said the style of beer. And Ken and I complained about it on the Hopcast a long time ago. Like, this is dumb. Like, I don't know what is Sweet Action compared to what the Tiger one and whatever the other ones are. Yeah. Now it says on the box what it is, because why would I pick up one or the other, because I don't know what they are,
especially in this climate. You know, when there's so many choices on the shelf.
So I only picked this up because I had never seen the Applewood Gold. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I also don't see Moody Tongue beers at the store that often.
No.
They're either maybe the one I've had there, the what, the lemon, the Meyer
lemon, the Emperor's Saison, I think. Right. Yeah.
That's the only one I ever see, so this was new, so I figured, give it a try.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. I'm glad we tried it. Yeah.
But I still don't know what it is. Smoked, tart, beer.
That's all you need. Draw your own conclusions, I guess he's telling us, man.
I do see it pairing well with a lot of food, which is kind of Jared's mantra there, is to make sure like the beer and the food are harmonized together.
For sure. And it's... 4-pack, 12-ounce cans here, or 12-ounce bottles. Yeah.
But look, there's so much space just to, like, you could just say the style or give me something else.
Yeah. Here. Or just give me some food pairing suggestions or something, right?
Right. I don't know.
We're frustrated with the simplicity of this label. It's driving us nuts.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, maybe if I hold it under a black light, it like comes through once it's wet. Yeah. Once the Rockies turn blue, you can kind of tell what color, what beer it is. Yeah. But yeah, we'll keep sipping on this as we talk about our week here and decipher what this beer is. So I think the highlight of the week that we both made it to was the Mystic Blue Chicago Craft Brew Cruise.
Hashtag Shy Beer Cruise. Yeah, that was a great time.
Oh, there was a hashtag?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. I didn't know until afterwards either. Okay. Yeah.
I knew there was a Snapchat geofilter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's got this thing where like each one's got its own, you know, like, well, event page and logo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's hard to keep up with all the hashtags.
Right.
This was a good party, man. You know, in between the first boat and the second boat, this is Kerr Foreman and Brewfest Partner's second boat. In between those boats, I went on something called the Booze Cruise from like Chicago 20-something or something like that, right?
Jeez, you've been on the water like every week on a booze cruise?
I've really got a thing about being on the water, man. It's just, you know, that's my happy place, man. Oh, so I went on this boat, right? And this boat sucked, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, how are they fucking this up? This is a boat, you know? But then it's like that. It's like basically a nightclub on water. Not Kurt's party, but this other party I went to. You know, like the kind of dudes that like, you know, pop their collars and wear sunglasses at 10 o'clock at night, like these fuckers, right? And I was like, man, and the DJ's talking like every 3 minutes, and it was just like not awesome. And then we went on Kurt's tour, and I was really had an appreciation for what he was doing. Like he's kind of letting the beer do what beer does. You know, he gets out of the way, runs a seamless event, and allows you to just experience these beers and talk to people about beer and doesn't get in the way. And I didn't appreciate that until I went on a party on a boat that I hated.
Okay.
So
was that other
God, I sound so grumpy sometimes.
Was
the
other booze cruise like more just like Miller Lite, kind of just slamming beers and well cocktails?
It was it was a late Friday night start, and then they had bars on each floor.
Okay.
And you get a couple tokens for like bar drinks. But then it rained, and then they closed the two bars on the outside.
Okay.
Like even after the rain stopped.
But that was Friday night, I feel like. That's a whole nother vibe than this one that was Sunday afternoon.
I agree.
We got on board at 12:30 and we launched at 1:30.
Yeah, so that first hour, everybody's just getting acclimated, getting their beers, getting their food.
Trying to find a seat.
Trying to find a seat.
Where you want to sit.
Or a couch.
Yeah.
Beer on all three levels. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. I think 12 or so Chicago breweries. It was cool. As soon as you walk in, you see... you see Tracy Hurst from Metro, you know, tattooed up, pouring like four or five of her beers, you know. It was a cool scene. And then every level you went to had breweries. Pipeworks was there, which was groovy. I haven't seen them on the boat yet. So.
Yeah, they were on the floor with Temperance, and Pipeworks were on the topmost floor. And they ran out of beer the quickest because everyone's hanging out on the upstairs level. And they're like, people just run down and get those beers.
Yeah, there's a coffee IPA from Pipeworks. Their 4th of July beer, Sam versus Unicorn, which is a red ale. I drank a lot of that, and yeah.
Did you notice that Temperance changed the name of their pineapple beer?
Yeah, it was, what was it? Named after the beach, right? The beach up there.
It's now Greenwood Beach. It used to be Beechwood Blonde Ale, and now it's Greenwood Beach.
Okay.
And I don't know if you had this before it ran out.
No, I had it when we were at Temperance a few years back. I think that's the only time I've had it.
It has completely changed. And
really? Like for the better or?
No. I think I need to talk to Claudia about what happened here. Because I had it at Bug.
Yeah.
It was a lot more pineapple in the Bug version than the beer under glass.
Uh-huh.
At the Booze Cruise or the Brew Cruise, they were doing it out of the cans.
Okay.
And the pineapple had this like sharpness to it. Mm. Not like so much juicy. It was more like a green pineapple, like not fully ripe or something.
Yeah, and that was my problem with you know, Burn City had a lime rattler, and I wanted to love it, but it was a little too bitter for me.
Yeah, I don't think lime necessarily works in a lot of
if it borders along like lime aid ish you know. Mm-hmm. This was like straight up lime rattler.
It's almost too powerful of a flavor.
Yeah, and in most cases the rattler is going to be like some kind of pills or golden ale or lager. Mm-hmm. Or something. Yeah, So,
Burnt City was there pouring like four or five of their cans. I tried that limeade. I tried whatever their pale is. Trying to trick me though, because some of the beers are the same beer, just different names. So I was trying to be like, well, what'd you guys? You guys had a farmhouse. I don't need that one.
Got a chance to try some. Half Acre was there. So was Around the Bend. Mm-hmm. Those are both pretty good. That would have been on the second level.
I dug Exit Strategy.
Yeah, out there. In Franklin Park, Illinois, mm-hmm. Just west of the city.
I think their pale ale. That was the one beer I had like two of. Mm-hmm. Because that was just a solid beer.
I want to say it's Persephone, which was their pomegranate wheat.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that one. Yeah, because, I went to go get the one you were talking about and it was gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. You know, like a lot of brewers ran out of beer. A lot of good times were had there, man. Mm-hmm. I really dug being on the water with Kurt's version of what a party should be.
And for the price, like, I had a bunch of friends who went to and they're like, this was great. Like, it's not super packed. You can get all the beer you want because it's not like the beer's not super special. Like, there's not like, oh, we got, you know, the rarest, you know,
so you don't have like the crazy lines.
Yeah, you don't have any of that. It's just like, it's average beer from good breweries. There's a lot of people that are pretty new to beer. So they're not like trying to, like, oh, we got a lineup for Pipeworks.
Yeah.
They just want to be on a boat and drink beer.
Yeah.
And that's what you got out of it, and that was what exactly you wanted. And for the price, it was perfect.
Yeah.
They didn't do like tickets or anything. It was just kind of all you could drink.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Yeah, there's something to be said about drinking on a Sunday, like you were saying. Yeah.
How did it compare to the first one you went on during Chicago Craft Beer Week? More people, less people.
I think there might have been more people on that first one.
Okay. Really? Yeah, okay. I felt like you said it was pretty timid.
So. Yeah, it was pretty chill. I felt like there were more people, though. But, you know, well, here, you know, it might have been the same, though, because on the last one, they didn't have beer on all three levels. There was just beer on the first and second level.
Oh, okay.
And that was it. And if you went up to the all the way up top, you were screwed. You had to come back down two levels to get beer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so maybe it's just in my head that there were more people. Maybe there's just more concentrated people because there were less floors for beer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just seemed like more people.
Fair enough. Yeah. And then we saw Justin Maynard on there of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild.
Yeah, I got to see Justin. The Hop Review guys, I ran into them.
Oh, they were? I didn't even see them.
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, it was good. A good mix of people you know, a good mix of folks just hanging in from out of town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a good party.
Yeah.
Good party. I was excited to get on the bow of the boat, you know, because the Chicago flag's like right up front there. And, you know, and everybody's trying to get up there to do the I'm the king of the world thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, a bit of a letdown because that's where like, I don't know, some kind of engine or something is up there.
Well,
it's like super loud.
I think since also Titanic, they roped that off on all boats.
Yeah, it's like a rope. Yeah.
You cannot. On any boat that you are going on, unless it's like your own boat, you can't do that anymore. They don't let people up there.
But I really dug how this guy, you know, when you're at Navy Pier, you know, you can go south and go to Soldier Field, and then you can go north up to the Hancock and the playpen up there where all the boats are just hanging out, all tied together, partying.
Uh-huh.
And we got the full spectrum. We went completely from one end to the other. And I don't believe we did that on the last boat.
Oh, okay.
I think we just stayed north. But going down to Soldier Field, that's where the museum is down there, Field Museum. And then they add a planetarium, you know, and then you can get, like, really clear views of, like, the Sears Tower.
Right.
You know, so.
I really liked your picture straight on
of Navy Pier. So, such a good day, man. Mm-hmm. Man, that party was all right.
Yeah. I was Snapchatting a lot. I put a little video together and shared that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you missed it or wanted to see some of what was going on, you can check that out.
I'm digging these quick hit videos, man. You get in, you get out, you capture the vibe. It's like less than 3 minutes.
Right.
Like, and it's cool. You know, you get to see all the sights and sounds within that little, you know, like a quick roundup.
Yeah, it's fun. And if people aren't following me on Snapchat or something, I kind of put it together because they're long and gone.
Yeah,
24 hours.
That's true.
And then the Belgian one is coming up in a couple weeks.
I believe the 22nd, I believe.
Okay.
Also
a Sunday?
Yeah, all on Sundays. So that's a good thing he's got. And then I was talking to Kurt, and he said that, you know, he ran into the Mystic Blue guys at a party that that one of the distributors had put together.
Okay.
And he just happened to be at this party. And then, you know, the president of, like, Mystic Blue happened to be on the boat that day.
Okay.
So then the distributor introduced, you know, Kurt to the guys who run the boats, and then boom, magic happens. And if this takes off, he's got a chance to do this in other cities. Because apparently here in Chicago, they own the Mystic Blue. Basically, all the boats you walk past, Mystic Blue is the last boat on Navy Pier.
Yeah.
All the boats you walk past, Sea Dog, you know.
They're all owned by the same
They're boat. All owned by Odyssey. They're all owned by the same
sense,
crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you own one boat, you own 10 boats.
Yeah, right? You know? You can't stop at just one boat.
No.
Not when they're that big, because that's a mat. What, like, I say 300 or so people can fit in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were quickly cleaning it up, because I bet they'd do a night trip, too. Like, they turn that over and, like, all right, you're off. We're loading up again, and we're going out for a night cruise.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's got a chance to do this in other cities, you know, Boston and New York, if it expands.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for him, man. It was a good time. And they it was a seamless operation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If he wants to fly us out to go to Boston or New York and, you know, hang out or there, we will more than happy do that.
Hey, man, just say the word, man. We have no problem leaving this town.
After that cruise, I went over to Chicago Athletic Club.
Okay. Is that where, like, Cherry Soccer Room is?
I don't know. We went up to Cindy's.
Okay.
Maeve had been wanting to go, my wife, and it's a really nice view of Millennium Park up there.
So Cindy's is like a, what is Cindy's?
It's like a cocktail bar, shared plates kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we quickly realized, like, this is not our scene.
Really?
Yeah. This is not our scene.
Were the bros there? The bros wearing sunglasses with all the product in the hair with the collars popped? They were there?
It is not their scene. They are $10 beers on draft.
Oh, wow.
It is that scene.
Come on. That's a lot, man.
$15 to $20 cocktails. And you do, like, shared plates that are $60.
What?
So that is not our scene. Great view up there. And they were kind of jerks.
You're taking all the fun out of beer when you're charging, like, 10 bucks.
For, I think it was... I didn't end up getting a beer, but Buddy got a beer. I think he got a Three Floyds, like Alpha King. $10.
Like on draft.
Yeah, $10.
Ridiculous.
No.
I can tolerate like some on premise bottles being like large format bottles, right? You know, like if you go get a Lolita or whatever, right? You know, or I can understand how that would be like a kind of pricey item. But a draft beer,
that markup is ridiculous because that's all their markup. Like, if you think about it, like, we're promoting Chicago beer on here.
Yeah.
That extra $3-4 goes straight to them.
Yeah.
And it costs them nothing else except for the space they're in.
Ridiculous.
So, really, they should not have, because the clientele doesn't give a crap if it's Three Floyds. They're going to drink Miller Lite. They're going to drink Cocktail House. They don't care. They're there for the, you know, the... saying that they're there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even there, Brad, but I'm appalled and offended and disgusted by this is despicable behavior at Cindy's here.
I probably would not go back because of the staff was not very friendly.
Oh, and then they were all like jerks too.
They were like, oh yeah, you know, it's all open seating. And then so we sat down somewhere that did not have reserve. There was a lot of seats that had reserved tables.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, this one was reserved. You have to get up. And it's like, well, what? How do I reserve a table? They didn't even offer that to us.
Yeah.
So, man, Cindy's. How about you? Anything after the booze cruise or enough my complaining about expensive drinks? After a great time.
Then you went down an
affordable
down a notch.
Cruise on the lake.
That's
much
right.
Much better view than Cindy's, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
It's too bad, man. You can't win them all, I guess.
No.
You know? Yeah. I didn't do too much this week. I did make it over to Dove's Luncheonette. So Dove's is in the same family as Big Star.
Publican.
The
Violet Hour.
And a couple others. Nico and Blackbird and those that crew.
Avec,
yeah. So Dove's Luncheonette. It looks like a diner, but it's really like it's like an ode to like Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and they apparently they have a killer brunch. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've been for brunch.
Yeah, and then the Half Acre guys were there. So okay. Half Acre was...
this an event?
This was an event.
Oh.
It was a launch for Beer Haze Astronauts, which is their smash IPA, like single malt, single hop IPA. Yeah, and they
Beer hates astronauts?
Beer hates astronauts.
Not because they did like, this is a half acre?
This is half acre.
Wait, okay, yeah. I'm confused because
yeah.
Pipeworks has something versus.
Yeah, they've got the versus series, and it's usually a unicorn against somebody.
So is Half Acre starting to somebody hate, beer hates somebody?
No, and you know, I had to find out more about it. So apparently it's similar to like, you know how like Gumball Head, the cat, that magazine or that comic existed before the beer did.
Okay.
So this Beer Hates Astronauts apparently was like one of the comics that this, you know, there's a guy, his name escapes me, but there's an illustrator who is friends with the Half Acre crew who had this book already.
Okay.
Called Beer Hates Astronauts. So this is kind of an ode to that. So when you go to this event, it's an art gallery along with like a DJs. The Impala DJs are spinning like soul 45s, and then Half Acre's taking over all the beer. They call it the Half Acre Lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Doves.
So it's cool. So it's like a $50 ticket, and you walk in, and then you know, they're doing it like family buffet style, and then all the beer you want, right? So here's a lineup of Half Acre beers at that event. There was a Beer Hates Astronauts Vallejo, which is their IPA.
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Yeah, which is one of their seasonal IPAs.
They were pouring that on the Mystic Blue.
They sure were pouring it on Mystic Blue. Tasty beer, 7%. Yeah. Really, Half Acre kills it with these IPAs.
Yeah.
That's their wheelhouse for sure. Galactic Double Daisy Cutter, Golden Tuna, which is like a 4.7 extra pale ale.
Oh, I haven't had that one.
That one's really nice. When you need a break from like these nine, Galactic is nine, and you know, the other one's eight.
Is it at that in cans?
I don't know if that's in cans. I've only seen that one on draft, and I've only seen it at the brewery.
Oh, can you get growlers? I wonder if I could go there.
I think you can get growlers. I don't think they're packaging that though.
Mm, okay.
And then they had a Berliner Weiss that they cocktail called Biffit. So the crew at Doves, they took the cocktail and you know put like some you know grapefruit and that kind of thing in it, and tequila in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
this was a pretty good lineup. I ran into our friend Phil McFarlane.
Yeah.
Formerly of Small Bar. Now he's the basically the head of sales over there at Half Acre.
He's Raj's boss.
Oh, he's Raj's boss.
Yeah.
I gotta give Raj some shit when I see him now. He's you know, I was just talking about what's going on over there, and I was like, hey, you know, Rev and Half Acre are probably, you know, the two most beloved local breweries, right?
You know,
and he's like, yeah, but we're not really trying to be a Chicago brewery. He's like, Rev's really trying hard for that Chicago hometown play, right? When you see Rev on draft, they got the Chicago Star on the fist, and then they also have like, you know, Chicago Pilsner, and they're always talking about how they use Chicago ingredients. And, you know, he's like, they're more of the crew that's really pushing hard to be Chicago's brewery.
Oh, really? Okay. I guess I never noticed that.
Exactly. So it was an interesting conversation, and he was just saying, hey, you know, we're just trying to make as much good beer as we can, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, and I'm like, well, where does Doves rank in like your sales portfolio? Like, why party here? He's like, it wasn't about sales at all, man. It was just about the groove. You know, they just wanted to have a really cool party in a place that they all like hanging out.
Right. So where do we want to go eat? Let's have an event there.
Exactly. Right. So, they found some cool DJs, man. And this party was awesome. This was a really good party. Ran into, you know, those guys are on Windy City.
Yeah,
which is under the Reyes umbrella, right? So the Miller House, you know, Miller beer,
right? Rev, so, same.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was talking to some of the distribution reps about, and we talked about Miller High Life for some reason.
Okay.
Right, and he said that Miller High Life, it's this odd universal beer. You know, nerds drink it. It's a popular beer with, you know, people who don't drink craft beer, right? And it's like, you know, very few beers fit in that category. Most people are like, I drink craft. Fuck these other beers, right? In most cases, right?
I think PBR and Miller High Life have a very similar image, where it's kind of like,
yes,
it's just, it's fine, it's good enough. I drink it because it's easy to get.
Yeah. Time and place, right?
Yeah.
I think
they both are very similar beers.
I agree with that.
For the clientele.
Completely. Yeah, I agree with that. And he was saying how Miller High Life is they never changed the recipe. It's the first beer they ever produced.
Okay.
Miller was Miller High Life. And an odd fact, I'm full of like useless information. He said, you know, number one account in Chicago for Miller High Life is Soldier Field. No brainer. Number two is Sportsman's Club.
What?
On like Chicago and Western. That super small cocktail bar that doesn't even have their name on the
marquee. Yeah, I tried to go in there.
Yeah.
And Maeve and I were like, I don't know where to, like, where we stay. Where do we? No, we went. We passed it, and then we're like, "What are we doing here? Like, do we stand here and drink? There's nowhere to go because it was cold. We couldn't go outside.
Yeah,
and we're like, what do we do? And so number two, after Soldier Field,
dude, it's an unusually small place. Yeah, and I'm like, are you sure? And this is the distributor saying this. He's like, dude, they sell more High Life than you would ever imagine. Yeah.
Somebody.
So that's funny. And I want to go back.
Someone's like, buying it for their house.
Yeah. So that was a fun conversation. And Oh, and one more thing. Phineas, he's a full-time art illustrator at Half Acre, right? All his art was on display. Oh, so you would see the finished art for all their bottles and cans and even some of their tap stuff is all on Half Acre's website. But you would see the early sketches that became the finished artwork.
Oh, that's awesome.
He lined all that artwork up against right next to all the Beer Haze Astronaut stuff. So.
Oh, cool.
That was a cool party, man.
And then you talked to Phil. I think we will be doing a Chicago Beer Pass over there.
Yeah, sometime. Look for that soon. So there's the current facility, in Ravenswood or Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a couple miles north of there, their neighbors are Spiteful, and the new production space, which apparently is up and running already.
Yeah.
We're gonna be doing the show live from there, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that should be awesome.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. Be sure to subscribe, so you can keep up on that. It's always important.
Indeed.
Man, for going to two events, it sounds like we had like an amazing week.
I think we did good, man. I think we did good.
Should we get into this week then? There's not too many events happening.
Yeah, we've got a really light week here. So I know you found an event, right? What was it?
Yeah, it's happening on Sunday. June 11th.
Okay.
This is for the, I lost it now. Hold on, let me pull it up here. Right. It's for the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, yeah, the Fire Brews and something or other. It's like a fundraiser for the Chicago Fire.
Right.
So the local soccer team.
This is happening at the Heineken Pub 97, I believe.
Okay.
And, oh, man, I, can't find this quick enough all now.
Right. Well, I'll dive in.
Oh, wait, I got it. So it's called Fire Brews and Bites, happening Saturday, June 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Heineken Pub 96. That's on Tallman Avenue. And I think it's just kind of support the fire department. It's nothing like, it's not a huge beer event.
Yeah.
It's Heineken, but you're really going out for some food and drinking and supporting, supporting your community.
There you go.
Tickets are $40 and 3 hours, $40. It seems like get a bunch of food, get a bunch of beer and soccer too.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out. We'll include a link in the notes here as well.
Okay. Very cool. And then the next day, June 12th, the Sunday, from 1 to 4, it's an old-style Mambacue Quenchers event. It's a Chicago World Tour. You were just at Quenchers, right, for a concert, right?
Yeah, I was at for my buddy's band, Death Warrant.
Death Warrant. Death Warrant! So this is Chicago World Tour Asia. Okay. So the guys at Old Style and Mambacue are getting together for basically a fusion of Chicago favorites with an Asian-inspired twist.
Okay.
So the Mambacue guys are whipping up things like Thai mollies, right? Chicago-style hot dog goiza. I'm not sure what that is. Italian beef Shanghai soup dumpling. That could be
soup
interesting.
Soup dumplings are really good.
That sounds good. And they're doing all this with Old Style.
So that's this Sunday.
That's this Sunday from 1 to 4.
Ooh, I might check that out.
That sounds good. The Mambacue guys are kind of really cool pop-up. They don't have, pop-up space because they don't have their own space.
You got Jesse, who works over at Goose Island.
Jesse works over
at
Goose, who just toured all of Far East Asia.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you got, I'm blanking.
John Scholl.
John, who works for Cicerone.
He works for Cicerone, yes.
And so definitely beer guys, it's pretty funny that Ken and I met them years ago.
Yeah.
Did not know anything about beer. Yeah. Here they are now. So
here they are now. One
and here I am now. Oh my gosh. What have I done?
It's funny. Yeah. One of these guys is now, at a brewery. The other guy's working for beer certification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sunday, I might check that out. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I think the twist on, I like pop-up restaurants at bars, first of all. That's pretty cool. And then this, this twist on Chicago style classic sounds pretty good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they say the food's going to go pretty quick. So show up early, 1 to 4 on Sunday, June 12th, the Chicago World Tour Asia.
Is it price, or you just pay as you go?
No price. So it looks like pay as you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then grab some beers. Always good beer selection over at Quenchers.
Yeah.
Are those the only events we have happening?
This is like a lull in the big badass Chicago festival season here.
We've seen Illinois Craft Brewers Guild has been Facebook updating about a new event, or not really a new event. They're not doing the Oak Park microbrew anymore.
Exactly.
They're going to do the Well, not the Wells Park, but the downtown one.
Right. So this is, they're calling it the Illinois Craft Brewers Fest, and tickets are on sale now. And you're right. So the annually in downtown Oak Park, it was actually a really cool event.
I've never been.
It was great, man. Downtown Oak Park has like these, it's like this, it's like small town USA.
Okay.
You know, it's like Main Street. It's got cobblestone on it. You know, everyone who lives in the neighborhood is welcome to come walk through the fest, and you just need wristbands to have beer.
Okay.
It was a really cool party, and it was actually their largest event every year. I think FOBAB is their most revered event, but the Oak Park one was their biggest event of the year, like capacity wise.
Nice. Okay.
So that's gone apparently, and it's going to be replaced with this one.
Okay.
What is it?
It's the
Illinois Craft Brewers Fest.
Yes.
Which is the same weekend as Lollapalooza, and it's going to be at, I keep wanting to call it Cobra Lounge. All Rise Brewing.
It is Cobra Lounge.
Yeah, it's still Cobra Lounge, but it's also a brewery now.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, on July 30th, and tickets are on sale now.
And this is for the guild. It's a guild event.
It's a guild event.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So
we will, I'm sure, talk about that more, and hopefully we'll make it to that as well.
So. Yeah, that's going to be on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good alternative to Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Yeah. No music, but you know, if you're too old for Lolla and you just want to drink and party.
Yeah, but it's right over there by Union Park where Pitchfork happens.
Union Park where Pitchfork is, and you know Cobra Lounge is a music venue.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll
Pitchfork is coming up too, right?
Yeah, I wonder who the band, who's who
well,
are they?
Well, I gotta get tickets for Friday because Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's Carly Rae.
She's playing.
You took it. This took a serious tone when you brought up Carly Rae Jepsen.
I gotta go see her.
Yeah, and then Goose usually brews a beer for that fest. Usually two. One with the band and then one for the fest. So I wonder who they're doing it with here. It's probably going to be Carly.
No, it's not.
No.
They Snapchat it, some picture or some brewing of it, but they, you know, they blurred out the faces of this and didn't want to reveal it yet. And I feel like Ken told me, and it's probably good that I forgot because I don't think I'm supposed to know yet.
Right on.
But it's not Carly Rae Jepsen.
It is not Carly Rae.
I feel like he would have invited me to go
to
brew with her.
Pitchfork is my favorite of the big local fests. You're really laying it on with this Carly Rae. I dig that fest more than I dig any other music fest, I think, locally. Well, you know, Riot Fest is always good.
Yeah.
That's probably the best lineup every year. Pitchfork, because of the beer selection, is probably
not. Carly Rae?
No, not because of.
I don't know. Then I don't think so.
Riot Fest is not the best one if Carly's not going to be there. This guy. Right on. So
So that's going to do it for the events this coming week. Any beer news before we wrap up here?
We have a little bit of beer news. I was at the Time Out Chicago Awards, the first annual Time Out Chicago Bar Awards.
Okay.
Right? So this is something they're trying out. This is at a space up north. It kind of reminds you of Salvage One, this place. It's a place called like Artifacts. Something Artifacts. I'm drawing so let's get right to the awards. Cheers to Delilah's, right? Because there was a category called let's see here. Best bar with a single focus.
Drinking.
Right.
What's their single focus? Whiskey?
Yeah, whiskey. Their single focus is whiskey, so they won that award.
But they're
award.
Known as like a beer bar, too.
They are also huge beer nerds, right? So
they have pinball, and they have pool.
Yeah, and he's got like some kind of Elvis fetish, man. You go in there, there's at least like five paintings of Elvis.
But I guess the whiskey.
Whiskey trumps all. They got like 300 whiskeys, so it's a whiskey bar.
Okay.
Yeah, so they beat out bars like Billy Sunday, that new bar in Logan, the Mascalerias Las Flores, that one, and Scofflaw, which is obviously a gin bar. Yeah, and Maza Azul, which sounds like it might be a tequila bar. Yeah, but Delilah's beat out those guys for best bar with a single focus. That's an odd name for a category, right? also, one more thing, best beer bar was the nominees were, let's see here, Clark Street Ale House, Map Room, Small Bar, and Hop Leaf. Hop Leaf took the award
in that category. Sense. I was gonna guess that.
Maria's doesn't get nominated. I don't understand what the fuck this is. Just
yeah,
like,
but they're kind of. Yeah, they have a weird. They're like a beer store. They're a beer store, slashy,
and they make. They have a lot of cocktails too. Like
Korean restaurant.
They got their own fucking Malort. Yeah, they're more. Yeah, all right.
But so, Map Rim. Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to Hopleaf. Heavy Feather. Have you ever been to Slippery Slope? That bar upstairs. They won for best design.
I've been to Slippery Slope. Haven't been to.
Go upstairs and it's in the completely. Opposite direction. It's like you walked into like 1977 Love Boat party or something.
Oh, see, I only went to Slippery Slope, one to play skee ball and one for the bottle cocktails.
They give you the little bitty like 6 ounce bottle cocktails. That place is groovy. They best design was for Heavy Feather.
Okay.
Yeah. So, nice. So yeah, that's that bar of the year was the Whistler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which is right on Milwaukee. All these bars are like walking distance from each other. This is a weird list.
Yeah. It's like if these places weren't crowded enough.
Yeah. There you go.
Good luck.
Right.
So that's going to do it then for this episode. With not a lot of events, we ended up running longer than I thought we would.
Yeah.
But Nick, if people want to find you, get in touch, how can they do that?
For sure, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting photos. Other events, things like that, like definitely check that out. That's probably our most active social media place.
Yeah.
And then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to the audio for iTunes. The YouTube version is there. Got that video rolling. So check that out. And yeah, we'll be back with another episode next week. Maybe our half acre one, maybe not. We're working on that.
Or Beguile. We might be doing the Beguile one.
We got the Beguile one coming up too. So yeah, keep an eye out and be sure to subscribe so you stay up to date on all this. Take care.
Cheers.